You come from Sweden. Your career started in Sweden, in Stockholm, I guess, where you're from, the
Yes.
capital. Have you ever thought about singing in Swedish, or isn't it common at all to sing in Swedish? I've never heard a band singing in Swedish.
Oh, well, there are a lot of bands that sing in Swedish, but maybe they don't tour that much outside of Sweden. But when I started, I sang in Swedish. When I started writing songs, they were all in Swedish, because I started when I was like 10 years old, when I got my first guitar, before I spoke English. But I could definitely see myself make a record in Swedish and write in Swedish. But for some reason, I feel very comfortable writing in English, and maybe also it's the music that I've been influenced by and the music I listen to, and now I living in New York also, I feel very close to the language. But who knows? I mean,
Yeah,
I could
but the
change.
language did not change since you live in New York.
No, but
Because
no. No, I started writing sooner, but it's a good language to sing in. And I guess just being influenced by all the music that's, you know.
what was your favorite music in that time?
Like when I grew up,
Yeah.
For example, what influenced you most?
well, I grew up with my father's record collection, so it was just a lot of male singer-songwriters. Neil Young, Leonard Cohen, David Bowie, Bob Dylan. That was sort of given to me when I was very, very young, without me choosing it and picking it, but that's what I grew up with. But then when I started buying records myself, I'm a pretty unfaithful music consumer. I just go for what I love, and I can dig into that really deep for a while, and then I can move on and listen to something completely different. And like being a teenager, I listened to Pearl Jam, and it was like grunge music at one point, and then like seeing The Cure play live at the Roskilde Festival. I remember that very, very well. Got me into them and that kind of music for a while. And then when I, you know, starting to play the guitar, like more female singer-songwriters, I remember, like when I was 11, I bought my first Tracy Chapman vinyl. So I would say that I listen to everything, all. There's not one specific type of music. I've always been able to find music that I like in all genres.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that you can hear the crunch influence in your music that much. So I don't know if it has really influenced your real music you're doing today, or maybe more the real songwriters like Cohen and maybe Johnny Cash, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's hard to make that connection, that just because my music sounds a certain way, you can hear exactly what I've been listening to. And I don't really listen to the kind of music myself that I make. Like my music, for me, it's so closely attached to who I am, and so I almost have a hard time taking a step away from it. But of course, like this last album is very influenced by the people I worked with, recording it in Nashville, recording with older people, listening to country music for the first time. Of course, that have had an impact on how it sounds. But the sources of inspiration and what inspires me cannot be drawn from one type of music. Like one thing that inspired me writing songs for this record was like getting into almost like experimental jazz music, which, I mean, probably sounds completely absurd to you when you listen to the record, but what I found in that was just seeing people play with a sense of freedom that I could sort of relate to in my world. This is getting complicated, but it's like you pick bits and pieces from all kinds of music, and not just music, then from all kinds of arts, and then you interpret it and you make it into your own, and then I, you know, make my own music. that's always sounds kind of like me, and it could be very hard to hear where the idea comes from originally. But as far as being inspired to write, like life itself does a pretty good job on inspiring you. Like waking up, having coffee in the morning can be just enough to feel that you want to sit down and create something.
Yeah. What other arts do influence you? Literature, poetry, movies.
Daily life.
Daily life, and making things. I think like making things with my hands. Also myself, I like the making. I mean, if that's, you know, making a piece of bread or making a drawing, or I think if I wouldn't be a musician, maybe I would work with something practical so that I could have the satisfaction of seeing it completed, you know, like build something maybe. Essential things like, might sound like a cliche, being to feel connected to nature, smells, people, being in the now, that's to me is inspiring. And when I feel that, I usually feel like writing music. But of course, I think we need different types of art hits you at different times in different ways, and I sometimes feel like going and look at paintings, definitely, and get like a lot of satisfaction from that, or movies, and it's just, or dance or whatever, you know, just staying open to what you need at a certain time. I mean, art in all forms are is healing us in different ways, I think. Music has always been what affected me the most. It's been so strong, you know, ever since I was a kid. Music was what spoke to me immediately. I think music is pretty direct for a lot of people. You don't need to know music to be able to love it. You just hear it and you know, like, wow.
That's true.
Would you say, we talk about the actual record, but later, what would you say that there is a kind of typical Swedish sound or music? Would you say so as a Swedish musician? Or is it nonsense to say something like this?
No, I don't think it's nonsense. And I mean, people definitely recognize it as a special sound or sing
they
a song.
Want to recognize it as a special sound.
They think of Dido.
They think of Dido. She's not Swedish.
Isn't she?
No.
But I read a lot of Dido.
Yeah, no, she's not Swedish.
Sounds like Dido.
I think it sounds a little bit like, it reminded me on Emiliana Torini, but she's, I don't know, she's British with Italian and
Iceland? Roots.
Yeah, Icelandic. So.
Not from Sweden.
Well, there's something Nordic for sure,
Nordic.
Or North European, and maybe that's what close, like you can relate between Germany and Sweden. I feel when I tour that there's a close connection, like between the countries, and as far as the audience is concerned. But I mean, I think we're all very much shaped of where we come from. I mean, we cannot run away from that, and. Yeah, I was born in a country with long winters and dark winters, and grew up with a Swedish folk music, and that is very melodic, but also very like have this draw of melancholy. A lot of Swedish pop music is very melody driven. You know, there are a lot of beautiful melodies. I think one is not saying too much.
Mm-hmm.
Then just having people working in the same place, working with each other during a special time, helping each other out, or working in the same studios with, you know, the same musicians. Of course, you're going to get a certain sound.
Yeah, that would mean that for example, people in south of Europe or Latin America would not be able to really understand this kind of music, because they're not the so-called soulmates of you, or they're not grown up in the same area with this long winters and this dark.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said that that has an effect on the music you make. But then as human beings, I think we have more in common than things that separate us, for sure. And that makes music a universal language. Of course, I write a certain kind of music because where I've come from. And if I would have grown up by the beach in Brazil, maybe it would sound a little different. But I can still relate to music that I hear from all over the world, if it has that, you know, we're all affected by love or pain or joy, and that goes through, you know, so it doesn't really matter where you come from.
Mm. So the themes, the topics are mostly the same, but the sound is maybe a bit different. Well, I would
yeah,
say just, so.
Yeah, but listen to music and you will find 99% of everything is about love in the end. So I think, yeah, we definitely have more in common than what separates us. Then it's about knowing what's out there also. It's hard to find music that you're not around, because the radios play, you know, I find once the radio was let free in Sweden, you know, anyone who wants can start a radio station, you thought that the selection would be broader, but it actually became more narrow, everyone playing the same sort of commercially driven music. Now, when you can find whatever you want anywhere out on the internet, it's out there. You just, if you don't know what to look for or where to look, it might be a little hard to find. But
yeah, your new record, it's recorded in Nashville. So if I hear Nashville, I think of country music, the home of country music.
Yeah.
Was it influenced by that, the whole production?
I came to Nashville by accident or coincidence. By meeting people along the way. It wasn't a plan to go to Nashville. I never listened to country music. I started playing guitar with Matt Sweeney in New York, a great guitar player. And it was his idea that we would go down and record with Dave Ferguson, who has a beautiful studio in just outside of Nashville. And Dave, he recorded, you know, he's recorded a bunch of people throughout the years, but mainly Johnny Cash, that he worked with for about 30 years. And like, by working with him and knowing all the musicians, you know, in that circle of people, it just felt like a great opportunity to record, and it felt exciting, and that it would work really well with the kind of music that I, or the songs that I'd written. So I went down there without any expectations or without any idea really of how it would work out. Mm. And just the day after we met the first time, we went to the studio, set up some microphones, and just started making music. And now we're on tour together.
Great.
Me and Dave. Yeah.
Super. So he will be on stage tonight as well. Okay. Maybe something about your lyrics. I went through all the lyrics and I had some keywords. For example, ocean, sea, ships, islands. So it's all this whole, you know, this seaman stuff. And for me, these words stand for something like searching, traveling, eternity, longing. You can't really get somebody because he's outside or she on sea. Yeah. What have been your ideas?
Oh, that's fun to hear. I haven't even thought about that theme, but when you say it, I know there's a lot of sea and ship and oceans. Maybe musicians are the sailors of the world today. We're always traveling. Just my life in general. I'm away from home a lot.
Do you have a home, a real home? You would say so. Is Sweden your home?
Yeah, I would say that Sweden is my home, although I live in New York. Sweden is where my roots are, where my family is, where my oldest friends are, and I feel as soon as I come back there that, you know, familiar smells, places, a special comfort of home. And even living in New York, I feel like a Swede. But New York is just closer to my soul. Like, I love the... It's just a place that I love to be right now. But yes, longing for sure. I think in every traveling businessman or or musician that lives on the road, there's this longing of maybe being somewhere where you're not. I don't know. But yeah, I guess I'm a sailor in a way.
Yeah. And is the record also about two lovers who can't get or can't come really come together in the whole the trouble of life?
Well, sailors need a lover in every port, I've been told.
They need prostitutes.
Oh, I don't know, I think everyone wants to be loved.
Okay, but it's not about this one and only person you can't really reach because you're always sailing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Let's
okay.
leave that to the wild okay. imagination. Of
Let's
the
leave it.
Listens to the record.
Okay, thank you, Anna.
Thank you.